So a lot of times in our lives, we are not as successful as we'd like ourselves to be because of this one thing. And it's called fear. Fear is a state of mind which prevents us from attaining what we want in life. Whether it's income, accolades, relationships, health, and everything else. And in this video, I break down exactly what fear truly is, why it even exists to begin with, and more importantly, how we can overcome it in 8 simple steps. Because once you understand it and understand what fear is all about, you'll never ever be defeated or be held back ever, ever again.
Welcome to the Authentic Advisory Podcast, where we talk about the lessons that I've learned from running a coaching business that helps financial advisors reach more people, transform more lives, and build the advisory business of their dreams. I'm documenting and sharing this so that all of us can strive towards being wealthy, happy, authentic, and purposeful in our lives. Please share and enjoy.
Recently, we've done a lot of calls, right? So every week, like the coaches and I, we'll meet, right? We'll meet and then we say, okay, what's going on? What are the questions? Who showed up? Everything else? You know, did Amos leave a beard or something like that, right? Like, we're just like, you know, checking out and whatnot, right? So we get a lot of feedback, we get a lot of things that we talk about, right? And then one thing I realized, right, was that actually most of you, once you guys go through the training and everything else, you all know what to do, you all know how to do. And then when you come and call with me, especially you do CPR course, right, you know exactly what needs to be done. But there's still a problem. And this problem is so scary, right? It's so scary that like it just stops everybody, right, including whether you are 15, 13 years business, right, from moving forward to our goals. Okay? Make a guess, what's that thing? It's like F. I give you guys a hint. What's the theme on the notebook today? What is it? Right, it's called the courage within, right? So courage within is to overcome what? Exactly. Who here agrees that because of this 4-letter word, there's a lot of things, it stops us from doing a lot of things in life because of this word, right? And it's everywhere, right? And that's why like, sales is so such a noble job. You know why? Because every time you go for an appointment, there's always fear, 100%, right? Whether you do it 1,000 times and whatnot, right? So there's fear. Now, let me talk about this entire concept, right? I'll draw it out for you guys. So, and I'll break down so that, so I want to talk about fear, you know why? Because, you know, it's not so much about mindset, or like limiting beliefs or whatever it is, right? But it's really about understanding that the emotion, understanding what this enemy is so that we can be aware and deal with this enemy. Make sense? Right? Because if not, what's going to happen, right, is that in our minds, we'll go through the modules, go through trainings, right? Ask Ash, ask Mel, ask me, whatever. We know what to do, know how to do it. But then you put zuo lo. Anyone? Right? Just don't do lo, right? Procrastinate everything else. Okay? So we're going to break this demon down today. And this will allow a lot of you, right, or in fact, most of you to really move on, especially in Q2. Okay? Now, some of you do prospecting, do recruitment, do sales, right? This will be very, very, very helpful for you. Okay? I spend like hours on this, man. Okay, so follow the logic with me. Okay, can I follow logic? Can see the side? Can whiteboard, can see? Can I? Okay, cannot. Either I move or you move. Okay, so I think you move easier. Okay, so that's that. Okay, so follow logic. Now, everybody got goals in life, correct? Everybody got goals in life. Now, in order to reach our goals, whether is it health, six-pack, financial freedom, yada yada, what is the thing that we need to do? What is the thing that everybody needs to do on a daily basis in order for us to make progress towards the goals? I'll give you guys a hint. Okay, it's 2 words.
Show up.
It's S and P. Okay, so good try. It's S and P. What do you need to do every day?
Show up.
Okay. No. I get where it's coming from. It's 2 words, guys. It's 2 words. Start practicing. Semi-warm. Simple, that's the problem with you. You do too much of that. What else? Come, every day we need to do what?
Small progresses.
Good, what leads to small progresses? What lead to the small progress that you make? We need to do this every single day. No matter what we do, the moment you wake up, right? In work, in life, all the things we want to achieve for our goals, right? We definitely do these 2 things.
Stop praying.
Stop praying. Stop praying. Okay. Well, you guys very... Wow, Terrence, yeah. Good idea. Makes sense, okay? Something practical.
Sell plans.
Okay, this is not going the way I want it to be. Okay, so, okay, good. Still very warm, right? We need to solve what? Exactly. Well, sell plans, show up, start praying. You're okay, right now. So good answers, all right? Good answers, right? Okay, so in order to reach our goals, right? Follow logic here first, okay? Follow, then after that, we break it down step by step. Reach our goals, we need to solve problems every day, right? So for example, if let's say you're overweight right now, you're not as at the ideal health that you like to be, that's a problem, correct? So we need to solve it. What do you need to do? Gym lah, eat lah, diet lah, whatever, okay? Your goals is maybe a landed. There's some of our amazing folks here want to go for landed, right? And landed, bungalow, whatever requires money. Make sense? So what do you need to do? You need to earn money, correct? How to earn money? You need to solve other people's problem. Make sense? So you have to solve problem whether is it us or for other people. That's the only way we can make progress towards our goals. That makes sense so far? That's the only way. Okay? So I'll just put here. Okay, this is the only way to make progress. Okay? Now, this sounds good, this makes sense, right? But here's the next problem. You see this word called problems, right? When all of us face a problem, what do we do? What are the two options you can do with this problem? What are the two options that we can take with this problem? Let's say you face a problem, lack of production. Prospect texts you and say, yeah, I need to think about it. Or prospect, you follow up, ignore you. And then you need this case, because once you have this case, you clear all your schemes, and then you unlock another 50K. If not, you gotta claw back 50K, for example. Okay, problem, right? Problem, okay, cool. What are the two options that people can take when they face a problem?
Run away.
Good. So in short, run away, right? Run away is also known as what? In short, is we call it like take flight, right? So they avoid. Make sense? Then the other one is?
Fight,
right? Fight, in the other word, is what? Solving problems. Make sense? So when you face a problem, we have two options. Whether we fight it, which is to solve it, or we take flight, which is to avoid it. Okay? So that's the thing with problems, right? Now, let's say, okay, those who take flight already, then nothing to say, right? This person will just be like that, right? But let's talk about the one who want to fight and solve the problems. Every time you want to solve the problems, right, what are the things that you think through? Let's say going back to lack of production, right, is a problem, or prospect MIA, or like your scheme gonna get clawed by everything else. We want to solve the problem, right? What do we think? What would we think through? How you guys solve it? Let's say scheme gonna get clawed back soon. You got 2 weeks. Okay, what will you guys do?
Buy case,
that's one solution, right? Okay, what else? What other solutions? Joel? Your scheme gonna get clawed back already. Then you got 2 weeks before it gets clawed back. You got 5K FYC that you need to clear before it gets clawed back. If you don't, then you claw back 50K. What will you do? Okay, cool. So you see how we list down, Okay, basically there's option A, okay? Buy on the case. Number two, we call everybody, start prospecting more, right? Meet them, whatever, do whatever. Okay, what other solutions? What do you guys think of?
Find the
50K. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, that's another one, right? The solution is like, screw it. I'll be ethical, and if I cannot make it, I will return 50K, right? That's our solution, correct or not? Right? Yeah. By the way, with schemes, some of you, or who here on schemes? Tasha, on scheme. Okay, yeah. Here's a word of advice. The word of advice is very simple. If you are not as confident of clearing the scheme, take the money but don't spend. You'll save your life later on. Okay, let me just say this first. Take the money but don't spend. Okay? So, then another one, right? You know, return the clawback and everything else. Now, let's say I ask Zihong, right? Let's say, one of the options is buy your own case, right? Try to like do whatever it is. Is that a clear-cut solution for you that, okay, confirm buy case? No. You still start considering other options also, right? Okay, great. So which option will you go for? There's buy case, there is the call everybody, there's a just return 50K.
I can call everybody, and in worst case, I can still find the 50K.
Okay, cool. But what if you don't have a lot of warm market, or don't have a lot of leads? Because you exhausted it already. Then how?
Ask for help,
right? Okay, cool. So you realize that, guys, every time you try to solve problem, we'll come up with solutions. Make sense? You'll think of many, many different solutions. Some good, some bad, some ethical, not ethical, doesn't matter. Right? We'll think of solutions. Now, after we think of solutions, what's the next thing we need to do? Let's say we've got ABC, right? What's the next thing we need to do? It starts with D. We need to make a decision. Okay, make a decision. So, how many of you here, let me ask you guys a question. In your life right now, you guys have problems. You are avoiding anyone. Tasha, no judgment. There are problems in your life that you're avoiding. Mental health, whatever, money. Yes, avoiding? Okay, great. Who here also have problems that we choose to fight and solve right now? Have also, right? Have, right? Okay, great. How many of you already thought of some solutions that's possible? Also have, right? Actually, it's like, yes, right? Okay, great. How many of you have a problem? You all choose to solve it? I mean, like, you choose to solve it, you all got solutions, but have not decided on the solutions, on which one to go for. Yes? What's holding you back? The solutions are all laid out, right? What is holding you back from making a decision? Say again? Fear. Exactly. So in this entire equation, right, I tell you what's the scary part, and this is why most people, right, even I had a story with this COT advisor that I was speaking to the other day, but I'll share with you guys more of the story later. But she also had the same thing, which is this. We have follow logic, we have goals. This one we clear, right? We want to do it. We know we make progress in solve problems. When we have the problems, first decision point. Yeah, we want structure, right? Yeah, who say one structure one? This is structure to defeat fear. First problem is this. You can choose to fight or flight, correct? And what you choose, right, depends on fear also, right? If you're scared, you run away, right? You just avoid, right? This is also another way of procrastination. Make sense, right? Just avoid. So there's one level of fear here. After S3 is like, now I choose to fight this problem, solve this problem. Then S3 think of solutions, okay? Because S3 is like a problem solver, right? She think of solutions. Then what's the next problem here? Another round of fear. Cannot decide. What if this option better? What if I do this already? Then end up in the wrong consequence. Make sense? Right? So that's why you realize, right, this is what fear does to us. There are so many times we need to overcome a fear, and because we can't overcome it, right, we will not be able to move forward. Make sense? Right? So this is really like the biggest thing. Everybody follow so far? This one makes logical sense, right? Okay, great. Now, in terms of like making decisions, I think a lot of us, right, tend to get stuck at the decision portion because I think all of us knows what kind of solutions we can have, right? Not in our appointments, we all know what to do, right? Now, your manager and director also tell you already, ma, right? Get more leads, buy more, call more, whatever, right? So we kind of know what are the solutions. But we don't dare to make a decision. You know why? You know why, other than fear, why we don't dare to make a decision? Make a guess. Let's say we know solution A is to go and call people and then sell them something that they need, right? So we know that's the solution. But why don't we make that decision? Let's say it's a solution that can solve the validation. But why don't we make that decision like, hey, actually, Sherry, makes sense, right? Got scheme, then need to validate. Call more people, sure, let's go. Why are we not like that? Say again? Conviction? Okay. Amanda? Fear of rejection? Okay, good. What else? Say again? There's pain. And this is the vicious cycle. Because when you make a decision to have a solution that solves this current problem that you're having, it creates another what? It creates another problem. I give you a very clear-cut example in your context, okay? No systems and structure is the problem. You all decide. I will not run away, I will choose to fight it. Try to come up with a solution. Either ask your agency leader, go for coaching program, buy leads, right? Let's say this is our solution. You all think through the solution, but then you're scared. What if buy leads are here, all the marketers are, bad quality leads, how? I put 5K in, then to what? The other option, ask my agency leader, but then my agency leader will think that I shit. He or she will not care about me because I keep asking the same thing, right? Or they don't know. Third one, maybe I should join coaching, right? Maybe I should join AES. Okay? Now, then you guys explore AES. You'll come on a call with me. Who here agree everybody got fear before you say yes? Have, right? You're like, wow, so expensive. Huh? Right, yeah. You know, like shocked like that, right? Then there's another fear before you make a decision. What if it doesn't work? What if I put this money, they don't provide? What if it's not for me? Right? What if I'm too busy with like all the appointments, yada yada, right? I think Ben was saying, right? What if too busy all the appointments? See, another problem. So you see, you solve, you know the solution and solve this problem, but it creates another problem. And that's why, guess what? You go back into the fear stage again. Then you keep thinking, what are the solutions you can do? And then you keep overthinking. Make sense? So this is the vicious cycle of how fear affects us. That makes sense to everybody here. Okay? Right? Yeah. Okay? Now, what does it take to overcome this fear? We call it, I just use different marker, huh? We call it courage. Right? Now, can any, okay, so first of all, let's define what is fear, right? Fear is basically just a state of mind. It's nothing more than a state of mind. That's what fear is. It's nothing more than a state of mind. It's nothing to do with the obstacle in front of you. It's nothing to do with the solutions, whatever. It's just a state of mind. Okay? And fear is basically the emotions and everything else. Right? And fear is the biggest enemy. Now, in order to overcome that, therefore, we need courage. But here's the next problem. What is courage? Can anyone describe what is courage without going on Google and finding out? What? Yeah, okay, yeah. If you don't Google it, what is courage? We all know what's like, we kind of have a sense, right, of like what's courage. Right? What really is courage? Come, describe. Oh, you Google. No, oh, okay. Ability to face it on your fears. Okay, good, good. What else? Luke?
I'm gonna say face your fears as well.
Face your fears, good. Good. What else? What else? Come, no right, no wrong, because it's a very feeling thing, right? Courage. Hey, what is Chinese? 勇敢. Okay, sorry. Well, you're like, the way you all say, okay, but you're all Chinese, especially you Chinese, damn good. Right? Okay, yeah. 勇气, right? 勇气, okay, good. 勇气, right? Yeah, so what does courage feels like? Just do it. Let me check.
Strength.
I don't know if you're wearing Nike stuff. But, okay, yeah.
What? Strength.
Strength, okay, good. What else? Evelyn? Yeah. It's a feeling. Correct also. It's a feeling. Right? I want you to describe that feeling then, right before you make and transfer the payment to me and join the program. What is that feeling? There's fear, right? Everybody got fear. Agree? Shit, right? At the point. There's some trust. But what's the feeling to, okay, Ben, I'll put in my details. Then you're like, right, you know? Yeah, then after that, don't know what's going to happen, right? What if I scam you all? Why not? Right? Yeah. So what's that feeling to overcome that fear? We all know what fear is, right? That feeling. How does courage feel then?
Blind faith.
Sorry?
Blind faith.
Blind faith? Okay, good. Can anyone recall that feeling for me? How does that feeling of like saying yes? Right? It's funny, right? Because fear, we know what fear is. You can really feel it. It brings to our mind. But what courage? What is courage? Amen. Amen, that's true. Yeah, you know that was coming actually. Light to darkness, right? Yeah, light at the end of the tunnel, right? Yeah, you saw that, right? Yeah, okay, cool. Right? So we don't know exactly what courage is in terms of like how it feels and whatnot. We have a sense of it, right? But just take example, we just need to remember that courage, right, is not eliminating fear. Courage is overcoming it. There's no such thing as eliminating your fears. I repeat, this is important to write this down. Because I think some of us, right, if we don't understand this, we wrap our heads trying to eliminate fear. We cannot eliminate fear. We can only avoid it or overcome it. Okay, this is goal and this one needs to be understood, right? Why I say fear cannot be eliminated? Because anyone like to do bungee jumping?
Yes?
Yes? Oh, yeah, straight, okay. Who here, been to going to do bungee jumping but then don't like it? You're scared. Have? Okay, great. Now, for those who have done bungee jumping before, once you jump once, right? Then if you do it again, will you have exactly no fear at all? Or will you have a little bit of like, okay, now I'm doing second time, but there's still a bit of fear, right? A bit of that thing for jump. So you realize that no matter how many times you jump, there's still that moment of like, what if? So courage is overcoming the fear. Courage is not about eliminating them. Right? I'll give you a real life example. For me, right, I've done this so many times, eh? The masterminds, the events, talking to people, yada yada, right, so on and so forth. But you need to understand, right, you can ask Kelly, every time, this is for sure, every time, I get stressed. Right before today also, stress. Yesterday night, stress. What if this, what if that? What if they don't like what I say? You know, like all kind of fears, right? What if it's not a good flow? What if you don't have a good time? What if this screws up? So much fear, every time, you know? Right, but then I have option, right? Either I choose to avoid, and then say, okay guys, I have COVID. See y'all, bye-bye, right? Or you choose to solve it, right? Then what are the solutions to it? Make sense? Then I need to overcome all this fear every single time. That's why I say sales is a noble job and a noble profession. You know why? No matter how many times, who here very seasoned, what is Korean? Korean, right? All the seasoned people. You realize that every time you do sales, we kind of have certainty, we know what to say, what to ask, how to close, right? But sometimes there's still always a little bit of like, what if it doesn't work out? What if they say no? Agree? Right? So we need to overcome that fear every single time, right? And that's what courage really means. Make sense so far? Yes? Okay, so one more thing to understand about courage. We want to dissect this now a little bit more technical, right? Because if we are not aware, don't understand, we'll never be able to move forward. Right? We'll try to, I feel fearful. Then people say, hey, stop being a pussy. Then you're like, huh, but I am a pussy. Then you say, we have a problem, right? You know what I mean? Okay, so fear needs to exist so that courage can be present. Okay? Fear needs to exist so that courage can be present. Because without courage, without fear, there won't be any need for courage. Make sense? And therefore, in light of that statement, courage, you want to look at courage like a muscle. Courage is like a muscle. Okay? Because every time, you have to exercise that ability to say that, hey, shit, I don't got a problem, I'm scared. But then you say, you know this, I'll go ahead with it. I will move on. Right? So you need to understand that muscle, which is a courage muscle, can be developed. Make sense? Okay, so you guys don't have to be like, oh, what if I fearful? Fear is normal. Fear is normal. Right? But what most people don't try to do is they don't try to like exercise the courage muscle. Make sense? Right? So in the next, some of you may got appointments tonight. Or you all got like need to follow up a prospect that you all didn't follow up because you don't know what to say. Or scared say the wrong thing, then after that they don't reply, right? Have the courage. Understand that now you're exercising the ability to just follow up and text this person. Make sense? Okay? So that is literally the most important thing, which is to always develop courage. And I think this one is so painful because like you need to understand, right? Every time I go on calls, like whether it's the team or with you guys, right? I get all the fears. Right? For example, one example I need to talk about. It's Jenna. I see Jenna knows already. Okay? This one because it happened recently. Okay? So first of all, you all don't know Jenna, right? Jenna is from Phoenix. She's amazing, by the way. She put in a lot of work. I can tell you, like, she lean, put in a lot of work, really do the trainings, really go for a lot of things and really work things out, you know? And based on what she told me on our case spread and everything else, right, she seems to be doing things pretty okay, like pretty well, like the opening, the concept, good. Somehow or other, right, there's a problem. Somehow or other, there's a problem. That's what's the problem. Remember, got go training, got go on call, I see her every day. I think last week I see her every day. We see each other every day, right? Every day. Almost every day except for Friday. Yeah. She come on call, hey, 我现在看你很多次, yeah, you don't see it, right? Like every day I see it, right? So we see each other so many times, she put in a lot of work, right? So opening is fine, prospecting is fine. Okay? But what's the next problem? She cannot what? She cannot close. Why do you think she cannot close? I'll give you a hint. It's not about what she said. What she said was correct. I'm going to guess why she cannot close. Opening done well, concept done well, everything well. Appointment also set already. It's not like they never show up. Appointment show up, set, all good. But just cannot close. Guess. Yes, it's something to do with fear. Yes, I know. But what's the exact reason? Say again? Never ask. Is it you never ask? Go ask. Okay, go ask. So that's why I say her process correct. Go ask also. Go ask for the close. Correct. I give you a hint. It's not what she say. Say again?
The way she say.
Good. I was yes and no. I usually would say yeah, it's how people say it, right? But yes and no. Come, one more guess. Say again? Self-doubt whether she can close. Pretty close. So here's what happened. Okay, this one sounds like you'll be question mark one. I also question mark. But I've been through so many times before, so I understand. So, meet appointment. Opening, good. Closing, on point also. But how she say it, right, was like, her state of how, when she say those, the scripts, right, everything else, right, was she say, she followed through, but then, she just didn't go through with it. And here's what I mean by she didn't go through with it. She said, okay, so Tian, yeah, so this is our option. I recommend option B, right? Yeah, everything good. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. After that, she will try to ask her to close, but deep down, right, she don't want to close. You know why? She afraid. If she asks for the close, like really, really ask and go through with it, right? There's a chance of rejection. Exactly. So the logic becomes, if I don't ask and I follow through, I will not get rejection. So she does everything correct, but she just don't want to really go for it. Even though she's like, the prospect is good to go already. But she just don't want to go for it because she's scared. What if this time she asks and then it doesn't happen? So this is what I tell you. This one goes to another story I have. One of our ex-clients. Oh, I tell you this one. We had coffee bean. Guys, we had coffee bean at Waterway Point. It was like 10 p.m. Okay, it was late. Which I don't know why I was so late with him, but you're talking. And then I'm asking, because he's pretty okay, pretty decent, right? 4-5K AYC, pretty good, you know? But somehow, like he can do more. He wants to do more. But then somehow he cannot get out of that head, right, to do more. And then we've been talking for weeks already. Then that night, right, I asked him, his name is, I don't want to say his name, but I say, let's say you call John. John, okay? I don't know if it's a John. Okay, let's say John. So what's really holding you back? Then there was a deep moment of silence for like a good 2 minutes. It's so awkward, you know, when two guys stare at each other and it's like, at 10 p.m. at coffee bean. Then you just like, and he spoke at me and he said, "Bad. If I don't try, I'll never fail." He said, "If I don't try, I will never fail." And when I heard that, right, I stunned. Because I never hear that logic before. If I don't try, I never fail. Like, it makes sense, eh? But I never thought like that is something, like, I couldn't comprehend, you know? But it's true. If you don't try, you never fail. Make sense? If you don't try, which is you avoid, you will never have to go through all the fear that is happening next time. Make sense? Think about it. You look at the left-hand side. We choose to fight, right? Fight, then got fear. Choose solution, also got fear. Right? Do already, still got chance to get wrong. But if you avoid, what happens? What happens if you avoid? Quote unquote, nothing, right? Make sense? This is literally the trap. Yes, Amanda? Yes, also. Right? Yeah, because they don't want to get out of that comfort, right? You know, because if they get out, it's unfamiliar. Unfamiliarity means a lot of fear. They don't want to go through it. So they stay there. Right? So people think that they avoid and take flight, They think it's, there's no cost to it. But it's expensive, actually. The worst decision you can make is to do nothing. I repeat, the worst decision you can make in life is to do nothing. Even if you make a decision that didn't go well, you still need to move forward. Because at least you learn. Right? And this is a closing sales line or closing line that I used to use, right? Which is like, let's say someone earns 4K FYC a month, right? 4K a month. And then this person goes to 10K a month, right? And then after that, they like fearful, don't join or whatever it is, right? Then I say, look, well, if you don't do this, which is to do nothing, every month that passes, right, you're losing out $6,000 a month because you don't know how to earn the 10K. In a year, that's 72K. What is actually more expensive? The investment amount with us or the 72K? Right? Because that's exactly what you're losing out. You know, people think that, if I avoid, then nothing happened. Everything is happening. You just don't feel it. Until 10 years later, then you ask yourself, what the hell am I doing in my life? Right? These are some of the people, right, who has been here in the industry for years. And unwillingly, right, they end up being mediocre. Their life sucks. Right? And they don't get things done. Because they get trapped in avoiding every single time. And the price that you're paying, right, is not the money because you don't invest in yourself, whatever. The price you're paying is time. Make sense? You're paying time. Okay? Make sense so far? Right? So, what happens next if later on you face a problem and you have fear? What do you need to do? you shut up. I need to repeat again. What do you need to do every time you have a problem? You have to solve it, okay? Choose to solve it. Come up with solutions and then make a decision and overcome it with courage. Understand that there's no such thing as like no fear, man. No such thing. Okay? Sometimes you all go for prospecting, don't know what to say, what to ask, right? Or like you all go to close, don't know which option. Then you all flaky. It's called flaky. Flaky is like half-half. Want this option, but then also that option also sounds good. Because you don't know which one will make it work, right? Ah, you're screwed. Because if you are uncertain, the prospect can feel it, and therefore, they will not have certainty in you. Because you understand that. When you're trying to close someone, right? They are feeling uncertain. Make sense? If we feel even more uncertain, then 两个人一起 uncertain, then how? Make sense? So that's why as salespeople, sales professionals, we need to be certain about what we say, certain about what we sell. When we are certain, we are, because I always say what? Sales is a transfer of energy. Right? So if we can transfer the energy of certainty, and from uncertain to certain, that's where they buy. Make sense? Imagine, just say I tell Yvonne, hey, Yvonne, actually, y'all is 10K. Yeah, you know, but you see, whether you want to go and think about it. You know? Yeah, I tell Yvonne, we'll go and think about it. And never come back ever again. Right? Because there's no certainty, what? That makes sense? So you guys need to have certainty. Right? Why is there uncertainty? Because there's also fear. Because there's doubt. They're all cousins of each other. Okay? So some of it, this is very important, we know why. Because some of you are, actually, in fact, most or if not everybody here, right, is making progress. You guys put in the work. Yu De La, you know, Amanda, you guys put in the work. But because you guys have so much fear, right, it screws up all the closing. You know? Sometimes you all got to watch your, when you all do CPR call with me, you all got to watch the recording or not? Because sometimes I watch it. I wanted to ask some of you, you all should watch the recording, then you ask yourself, will you buy from yourself? Because you sound so uncertain. Oh, remember Amanda? I was telling Amanda, remember? Amanda closed the cage, right? Yeah, but before that, she was like, option A, option B, then I'm like, Amanda, 你决定一关吗? You think you're close? No, right? Yeah, then we had to role play that, you know, to get it out. Make sense? Yeah, so like, have certainty. Cool? Okay, any questions at this point in time? Any questions about this framework? No? Later we'll exercise to do about it, okay? Because it's not just theory, but I need to share with you guys first. Okay, now, any questions? If not, I move on to the next part. Yes, boss.
I mean, I know people, myself included, that thinks that there's always a better, let's say we talk about solutions.
Ah, yeah.
Like, if the bottleneck somewhere and thinking that there's always a better solution, where does this whole framework come in?
You have fear. What's the fear? Male's favorite, FOMO. Because you don't know, because what you're saying is this. There's, correct me if I'm wrong, there's solution A, solution B, solution C, whatever, right? But then, right now, right, in your eyes, maybe there's only three solutions that you can see, and you assess it, right? Even if you decide that, you know, I think A is the best of all. However, there's in the universe, there's X number of solutions also, right? Then the question is, what if this is better?
Yep.
Right? Now, this, by default, right, you really have a fear, because you're fearful that you're missing out on something that could be better. Which brings, right, to the next 2 points, which is number one. One of the ways you want to defeat fear, right, it's, first of all, you must always remember that choosing solutions is important, but what's more important, another frame to think of what solution you choose, right, is choosing your problems. Choosing your problems, right? So if you go back, you think about it, right, life is never about having lesser problems, man. Life is about choosing which problem you want, right? The poor got no money. The rich get taxed, right? You know, the people who don't use social media don't get any fear or judgment. They're able to do roadshow or whatever, right? But then they shack, right? Because it's the old way of doing things. People do social media, get passive inquiries like Leonard, right? On Ash and everything else. But guess what happens? Got fear of judgment, correct? Now, sometimes get hater and everything else. You guys have no idea how many hits I get on my, not a lot, but I get some hate comments on my TikTok and my ads. I didn't even see my TikTok. They come and tell me. Because it was this TikTok video about how to do wrong prospecting or something like that. This bugger, random, obviously no profile pic one, he comment, don't be a loser and start prospecting cold instead lah. I'm like, and I remember the fucking name, Soya Beanie. Yeah, I tell you, it was that stupid name. Another one came in, and I comment, what kind of credibility do you have to come and teach this kind of shit? You know? Yeah. And then that's not all. Sam, right, who is on our team, right, she posted another TikTok, right, every day. the same two buggers, I'm going to come in again. Then after that, this time got a new entrance, a new guy. He tagged me, Ben, are you going to reply and respond to the allegations they have made against you? Fucking guy, it's all no profile pic on there. You know what I'm trying to say? So my point is what? My point is I get awareness, I get like attention, but I also get a hit along with it, right? So first of all, you need to choose what's your problem. Make sense? Okay, choose your problems. Now, in this case, based on Yangtze's question, right? You have to choose your problems. Let's say, out of A, B, C, you choose A because, while A is good, but there are also downsides to it, right? But you choose A because it's the best option of all. You choose your problems. The next problem that you need to choose, right, is do you want to stick with A with all these downsides? Or you want to have the problem of, yes, you can be able to get some upside from other better solutions, but what's involved? So the trade-off you're making, right, is you want to save time, money, and everything else to do this, or you want to spend more time and find this, which might or might not happen. So which problem do you want? That is the question. Or that's how I would think through things. Because there's so many solutions, so many coaching programs, so many yada yada. Correct now. You guys can like, okay, Ben, let me think about it. Right, go for program, then after that, come back. Okay, Ben, I choose you. I'm like Pikachu, right? No? Throw a Pokeball at me, choose you, right? But you see, how much time you wasted already trying to find out so many things? Make sense? Right, how many, let's be honest guys, in this industry there's so many webinars going on, so many ebooks now. Ebooks is a big thing nowadays, ebooks, right, referral, this and that, you know, big case, whatever, right? Yeah, I still think our ebook quite good, so got most a lot of effort, okay, but spread the word, okay, if you all got people want to refer, spread the ebook, okay? I spent 3-4 weeks doing that, okay, but anyways, right, choosing a problem, make sense? Okay, so number one, just write this down, right, when you're making solutions or making a decision, right, you need to, where did I put it? You need to first understand, you need to choose your problems. Okay? Number two, which relates to Jenna one. This is like decision framework that I use to overcome fear. Second thing is this. You want to choose which problems you want, you choose ready. After that, your decision, you need to accept. Accept the highs with the lows. There are two things. First, choose which problem you want. Number two, once you make a decision, you need to accept the highs with the lows. In Jenna's case, the problem is this. She wants to close. Everybody wants to close, right? But closing comes with what? Rejection. Everybody wants to close, don't want to get rejected. 哪里的事? Where? How? Tell me. Why not? Right? So, I did this. I did a comparison on almost 2 years ago in the mastermind. Ask people this. And let's see how this plays out. Okay? So, this industry, what are the good things? Tell me what are the good things in this industry. Money. All right, money, sky is the limit, correct or not? Sky, cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay, what else? Come, tell me. Yong,
A lot of time.
A lot of time, good. Right, time flexibility, yada yada. Great, what else?
Network.
Network, okay, great. Somehow, throw it. Good things. Holiday, okay? Don't need to take MC. Don't need to take leave, right? Just say, hey, screw you, you know? I'm going to call a holiday. Maybe at most your leader scold you a bit, right? But that's more or less about it. What else? What are the good things? Get to choose. Oh, love that. You know, get to choose who you work together, right? Choosing. What else?
Recurring.
Steady. You see, all my more senior advisors, they are like, yeah, recurring is the game, man. I can't remember Mel was telling me in G, and I'm not trying to ask you guys to go G, okay? I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying what Mel said to me, right? And it makes sense. I think it's what? If you do 100K FYC every year for 5 years, five, right? If you just maintain 100K FYC every year, right? On the fifth or sixth year, you'll take back 400,000 every year, all in. Recurring, everything else stack up, right? So it's pretty good, you know what I mean? Right? So, recurring. Okay, good. What else? Come. Hey, really? These are all the reasons that I have on here. Come, tell me the dreams. Say again? Be your own boss. Oh, BYOB, Tiobo. Be your own boss. Okay, what else? Business class. Okay, so with money, you get to take business class, right? You got the Atas business class, and then you got the budget business class. Actually got 3 tiers of business class. You guys want, who here have not taken business class before? No? Okay, great. There are 3 tiers of business class. Very nice nowadays. There's the premium, which is your Emirates SQ, right? And then there's the EVA Air. You know, that kind of like business class. And then there's Zip Air, right? And then the last one is Scoot Plus. or Scoop B, something like that, okay? So got different tiers, okay? All I can say is, I take them like almost all I can say is, SQ, service still pretty good, the vibe still pretty good. Hi, Mr. Ong, welcome. Yeah, seat number 1A, this way, please. Right, you know, and then they come to you, hi, Mr. Ong, how can I get you a glass of champagne? Yeah, you know, like all this shit, right? If you don't care, then no bother, okay? Yeah, I can tell you that SQ has a very strong brand, because their prices are mad, right? Where's Kelly? Yeah, I think last year you didn't take premium economy to LA, right? Or 2 years ago, because of the mastermind, right? The price was what? 2.5, 2.5 or something like that, return trip to Los Angeles, right? This time you go and see to LA, the same bloody goddamn flight, it's 5K. I think to myself, 5K I can fly business to Japan and back, and still have one omakase left over. You know what I mean? Yeah, so basically the point, right? Okay, so business class. Okay, anyway, if you want to take business class, good stuff, you want to bring your parents there, everything else. Yeah, okay, so that's that. Business class must take. For those who want to bring your parents on, right, I tell you the biggest one for me was when I paid for my dad's business class ticket. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My dad is like 50 plus at the point, near 60, right? Don't dare to take business class. Not because no money, but you know, like, yeah, they end up missing our experience, okay? Yeah, okay, what else? Well, give me one more, two more good things about this industry. Neil, you're here for very long already. So, what's one good thing? Or you're like, yeah, actually, man, it's because I'm here for so long, there's nothing good. Okay, flexibility, good. So there's time, schedule, everything else, right? Okay, let me ask Clarissa. Come, Clarissa, what's one good thing? You don't go in brain freeze here with me, leh.
Brain freeze.
Okay, so these are all the good things, right? Okay, come guys, what are the things that you all don't like in this industry? Sorry? What? Humans, okay. After you hear a while, you don't like humans, huh? Right, same thing all over again, sun and energy. What else? What else you don't like in this industry? Or not so good things about this industry?
Stigma.
Stigma. Wow, this one, hate it, right? Right, people see you, the moment you see your advisor, straight away you are like everybody else already. What else? Black sheep. Okay, so it's stigma, right? Part of it. What else?
Politics,
Actually, you should come up with a few acronyms that start with P, right? Politics. What's the next one that start with P?
Pride.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's one of you need to suck up with ego. What's the other P? Say again?
Prospecting.
Who like prospecting? Shengwei. Okay, come, okay, everybody give Shengwei. You like? No, okay. No, okay. Right? Prospecting, correct or not? What else y'all don't like about this industry? That if you wish, you want all the things here, but then there are some things that you don't want. What are the things you don't want? Jared?
Uncertainty.
Uncertainty. That's a big one, right? Feeling uncertainty. Shit, man. What else? Sherry? What you don't like about this industry? Huh? Everything about this. Now, Stacey, what else you don't like?
Not stable.
Not stable, right? Yeah, so it comes with unpredictability also, right? Okay, great. So question for everybody here is this. Can we have everything on the right side, but not everything on the left side? Cannot, right? But then why I keep hearing you all want everything on the right, on the left side, sorry. Then the right side, right? You all tell me you all don't like prospecting. You all don't want to prospect. You all don't want XYZ. I remember I was in Japan. Astrid Yen was on a call with me. The dear bubbly girl. She was like, Ben, how do I overcome the reluctance of prospecting? Sometimes in my head, I was okay. I say, you want money or not? You like money, right? Okay, you like money, then you prospect. Why you like money, but you don't like prospecting? Hey, not aligned, correct or not? You like money, but you don't like prospecting. Problem. You see, there's a lot of people, right, join this industry. Wow, get sold the dream. Oh my God, yes, that Maserati, that Jimmy, that G-Wagon, whatever. And then after that, like, okay, please do calling night. Then it's like, yeah. I think I have to do social media, you know, or whatever, right? Some of you also don't like prospecting warm also, correct or not? Right, some of you don't like prospecting cold. Some of you don't like lead gen. So many things don't like, right? But remember, at the end of the day, guys, you have to move forward in life. If you want the highs, you must also have the lows. All good. This one, good to write it out. If you want the highs, you must also have the lows. Okay, cannot have either one. Okay, Jenna? You want to close, must also have rejection. Cannot be like, okay lah, close. You know what Jenna is really trying to do if I have to act out the behavior? She's like, there's a fish there. The fish is coming. Like, she wants to catch the fish. But she also scared the fish will eat her. Or bite her. You know, like a dog, right? You're the pet, but you're so scared the dog will bite you. Then you're like one to one. Ah, that's really what happened, no? Right? Yeah, so you need that both, okay? There's always the risk. Make sense? Cool? All good? Okay, so hopefully you guys will be able to understand this and overcome this a lot better. Okay, Yangzi, can?
Thanks.
And, okay, great. Now, last couple of things before we go for a short break, and then after that, we have the exercise we need to do, right? So I'll give you a story. Give you guys another story. This one story, very nice. Okay. Now, I use a lot of stories. I'm not aiming anyone. I'm just using story, okay? So, because it's so relatable. Okay? There's this guy called Amos. Where's Amos? Yeah, Amos, okay? See, Amos is like, hey, Ben, don't. Okay? Amos, okay lah. I think you overcome that already lah. Then you're good, okay? So, sort of Amos, brilliant guy. Brilliant, okay? Like, work ethic is there, follow all the trainings, like, actually, very rare to find y'all don't follow trainings. So you guys are like amazing bunch. Okay, I just want to say this first, okay? Okay, I just want to say this first. Now, so Amos, case prep again, right? Everything did well, everything okay, follow structure. When he tell me the structure, I'm like, yeah, this totally makes sense. Like, I would do that if I were him, right? So, like, he's totally on point. And that's when you know people really listen and do it, right? Now, the problem was this. The problem, right, was that when he was, and guys, if you know, if whatever I'm going to say next, right, it's a problem you also have within yourself, huh? Once you understand this, your closing ratio will go up, okay? Which is this. The problem, right, is that he felt a lot of uncertainty when he was saying out the proposal or saying the things that he's going to say. So you see, imagine I'm here telling you guys, okay, guys, this is what you're going to do. You know, every time CPR call, any coaching call, you guys come with me, right? I half the time like, I'm shouting at you guys or like, I'm saying something, things that are very confident like that. You know what I mean? Even wrong or right, you also don't know, right? Actually, I think there are probably some things that are wrong, but like, you know, but you also don't know, right? Because you're like, wow, Ben makes sense. Well, like, yeah, this totally, wow, how Ben so confident, huh? Well, he must have done through a lot. First of all, I did been through a lot, okay? But it's just that, you know, the way I say it also, right? Because imagine I say, hey, Geraldine Carmen, if you, this prospect, yeah, actually, 我不懂, eh, 你我觉得是可以这样做, try, lor. Geraldine Carmen, bro. Oh, you know, it'll just be like that, right? You know, imagine I tell Amanda on a case prep, hey, Amanda, I think okay lah, I think should be okay lah, you know, if you want to do this or whatever, right? Yeah, then she'll just be half-assed also about it, right? Yeah, but I need to sound certain, like, Amanda, no, this is the way. How do you expect the close is going to be like that? Right, then she like, she's shocked. You know, then she, okay. Yeah, say yes, then do it, right? So the certainty, right? I think I say certain. So Amos, right, was, like I mentioned, a great guy. But sometimes the way we say things, right, not even Amos, actually a lot of other people, it's like, hey, Luke, you know, it sounds very uncertain. Now, then why is it sounding uncertain? Because of this thing. Oh my God, this happened to one of our other clients. So I need to tell you this, right? The reason why, who here, sometimes when you all say things during the sales process, you feel a bit uncertain, you feel a bit scared, right? Like you're not very sure. You don't confirm. You just nod your head, confirm. Yeah, okay, you, another one. Rina? Yeah, a bit like, it's like, you know this is correct, but yet at the same time, you also don't know what's wrong, but you just don't dare to like, tian, this is option A, B, and C. I recommend A, this one for you. You can choose B and C, but I think usually A is really the best one for you. Instead of saying that way, right, it's like A, B, and C, you choose that, whichever, you know, or like whatever, right? You know why that happens? It happens, right? I'll tell you, this one was a revelation when I think through it. The reason why we sound uncertain, how to sound certain when you want to sell? Basically, that's really how to sound certain when you want to sell. Is this, you just need to A-C-C-E, okay, accept, start with C, accept what? The question is, how can we sound certain when we sell and when we talk? We need to accept what? Accept the consequences of our words. You can only be certain about the things you say if you accept the full consequences of what you say. You can only be certain about that. Right? Can you imagine on CPR calls, right, or when I coach you guys on coaching calls, right, I give you a half-ass answer because I'm uncertain. You know why I'm uncertain? Because I'm scared. Right? What if I tell Evelyn to do X, Y, Z, then end up wrong tomorrow? I was telling Amos the other day, right? Like we did a case prep, right? But because of some other external reasons, you didn't manage to close everything else, right? Now, here's the fear I would have. Amos, come on, call with me. Hey, Ben, I did what you say, but I never closed it. Agree? You all can do that, right? Correct? Or? Ben, you said this, I did this, but then end up you give me this stupid answer. F you. Right? That could be the case. But I was willing to accept the consequences. If any of you did the things we say, you'll come back, you'll tell me it's not working or whatever it is, right? I'm willing to look at things and see whether is it you, is it me, or is it the process. If it's me, I'll tell you, hey, you know, actually, we made a mistake. I'm sorry about that. Let's do this right now. I'm willing to accept that consequence. And only because I'm able to accept the consequence, that's why I will be certain of the things that I say. So if you want to be certain, you need to accept the consequences of what you say as well. Make sense? That could be a chance, huh? That, you know why the uncertainty about option ABC when you present? Because you're afraid. What if you do ABC, the prospect end up saying, Jenna, actually, I also don't know which one. Let me go back and think about it. And yes, screw right. Maybe the other option would be, Yangzi, this is the best proposal I found out. Any problems with this? Any questions? No? Budget, okay, good, okay, you can go ahead. You could have chosen the other way, man. Right? But the thing here is that you need to accept that if you want to choose the options, they come to consequences. Okay, only if you are able to be certain and accept the consequences, your closing ratio, people can feel it, and you're able to close way better. Make sense? Okay, so be certain. Accept the consequences. What's the worst thing that can happen? Right? Cool? Right, I mean, don't close, lah. Yes, lah. Don't close, lah. Painful, lah. I know, I get it, you know. But my point here is that, if you allow all this fear to stop us, right, we are not able to close anyway if you have all this fear. Okay, so, this one makes sense, huh? So, only accept consequences of your words. I give you another tip to how to be confident in what you say. You know, write this down, huh? Only say things you know. I know it sounds so simple, right? But only say things you know. So, this is what I usually say. How, you see, you realize, right, every time I talk, right, I'm certain in saying what I know because, right, even for things that I don't know, let's say Luke asked me or something, right, I don't know how to answer, I'm not sure to answer, right, I'll still be confident. You know why? Luke, actually, I don't know the answer to your question. Yeah, you got to find someone else, man. I'm sorry. You see, I can say I don't know, but you still be certain. You know why? Because I know that I don't know. So then I just tell him more. Right or not? Right, if Rainer starts asking about, man, how to do the high net worth cases? I say, hey, bro, this is my thoughts, but I have no idea how to go about this. Right? Maybe you need to find someone else, yada yada. Right? There's nothing to fear. I just need to say I don't know. Right? But sometimes the fear is what? Y'all don't know things, right? Then you're scared to let the prospect know that you don't know. Then after that, y'all try to hide up, try to cover, try to act like you know a lot of things. Then there's no certainty already, man. That makes sense? Okay? So, that's how you want to have acceptance of the consequences of words and basically it is, okay? Now, last couple of things before we go, a short break, right? Which is this. I want to share with you this important little concept here. Okay, it's very messy, huh? But I want to share with you guys a framework that you guys can take away at the end of the day to overcome fear. Okay, first one. Remember, we always face problems, right? Face problems. So number one, I think it's an 8-step framework. Let me see. Can you hear me on this? Yeah, I'll go back to Notion. Yeah, okay, there's 8-step framework, okay? First step, every time you face a problem, no appointment, I'm gonna get callback, that kind of shit, right? First, start with B. Come, Mel, you like to play Hangman, or you like to play all this, right?
Yeah.
Gonna play charades also?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, come. What's the first one? She's not listening, she's listening. Yeah, how to overcome fear? I have an 8-step framework. 8-step framework, I call it a fearological framework. How to overcome fears with this framework? It's an 8-step. Ben, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, I should sign you all for 5 years together in AS. Okay, first one, every time you face a problem, sounds so effing simple. So simple, but it did wonders, right? Brief. If you don't do this, I tell you that the other 7 steps, right, you cannot overcome the fear. Cannot, 100%, I guarantee you. So first one, see the problem, scared, right? You need to breathe, you know why? Because the fear that we're feeling, right, has a lot to do with our nervous system, right? And breathing helps to calm you down. If your state is not right to begin with, you will not make good decisions. Agree? So you got to breathe and make sure that, okay, everything is okay. Right? Let's say Qian, some agency leaders, right? Sometimes it happens all the time, especially you're here in business, right? Compliance call you. Hey, one of your team members, the XYZ, then you're like, shit, right? How? You know, then you're like, okay, then you need to breathe. Okay, breathe. Okay, or Jamie, someone come and tell you, hey, I don't want to do anymore, I want to drink beer and do car sales. And then you're like, okay, breathe, okay, breathe. Okay, so once you breathe, second step is You need to identify. Identify. What's the problem? Okay, that's the second step. Identify the problem. Now, why I say this, right, is because if we don't identify a problem, right, the problem seems to get bigger and bigger. Make sense? You get a news, but the news that you receive need not be the problem that you need to solve. I repeat, the news or the things that you receive need not be the problem you need to solve. Right? So sometimes we hear like, hey, someone end up in hospital. Someone end up in hospital. A lot of fear, right? Shit, what should I do now? Should I leave my job now? Should I go back? Should I go blah, blah, blah? Correct or not? Like, it gets in a panic mode. That's why I say step number one, brief. Step number two, okay, understand what's the problem. Right? And what's the problem? It's the problem that, like, do they need you to be in hospital? Do they need you X, Y, Z? Once you identify a problem, then you can do the second thing. Oh, you need to do the second thing, third thing, sorry. I know it sounds so simple, but this is something I do for myself. Sorry. Choose to solve the problem. Choose to solve it. Right? Because what happens, I give you the most like ridiculous example, right? Company send you 1x email. Dear Luke, we have found in our recent cases that this person, full name, NRIC S98, blah, 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 recently has lapsed his Great Eastern policy. And in light of the very fact that he sold him one, another new one, we consider it as a replacement of policy and we have to claw back your commissions. Let's say, you receive the kind of shit, right? Right, you receive the kind of shit, right? And then it's like, okay, first of all, brief, right? Then identify what's the problem. Because like, is it true? Like the news, you have to identify the news and see that, okay, what's the problem, right? Did they make a mistake? Did I make a mistake? Did whatever. Then after that, there are two ways, right? We can either run away, or hey, screw like FGE. It's not GF, FA, right? It's FGE, right? You know, that'll be around, right? FGE, squeeze. Then you run away and then you just go and drink and then you drive your Porsche to like JB, something like that, right? And you just avoid, you know? Or choose to solve it. Make sense? Choose to solve it. Okay, this one, step by step, cannot go wrong, okay? Then I'll give you an example, real life example for everybody that's been through this, okay, about this framework, okay? So choose to solve it. Now, number four. Then you need to find solutions. So going back to that, right? Choose to solve it, find solutions. Okay? Find the solutions. Once you find a solution, again, same thing. Identify the best ones and the good and the bad, right? So let's say Luke identify some solution, right? Okay, maybe you should complain to the company, tell compliance that they are wrong, call the customer, or maybe Luke is like, too much money, never mind, 5K only, right? Then he move on. You know, like, that's also a solution, right? Like, you know, as if you choose to say that that's a solution, right? But you need to identify the best ones, right? And remember, we have to choose solution. You need to accept, remember, the highs with the lows. You need to choose your problems. Make sense? Okay, so choose solution. Okay, now this is step number five. Now, step number six. Now, this is the part that I didn't cover just now. And this one will help with Yangtze and some of you guys, right? Define the fear. Before you decide the solution, define what's the fear. If fear is undefined, it will only amplify. If your fear is undefined, it will only amplify. So what are some of the fears? So I give you an example. I give you one, two, I think it's five or six, I can't remember. But Napoleon Hill put it, right? There's only a few things you're fearful of in a category, right? There could be more nuanced, subtle one. First one, you're afraid of poverty, meaning to say you're afraid that you lose the money. Right? Everybody afraid to be poor, right? Or not? That's one of the biggest fears. So you're afraid of losing money. Second one, you're afraid of criticism. In short, shame, fear of judgment. People come and say, hey, what? Hey, Luke, why? Oh, I tell you, I tell you, this was my biggest fear when I left the industry. Because every single fucker will come and ask me, why you leave the industry? Right? Then I tell them the story. Then I know the second question. Why do you join another company? That's literally the two questions, right? So I was very afraid. I was very, very afraid, right? You know, so like fear of criticism, fear of poverty, right? These are the main two. Now, there are others that might not have to do with business, fear of death, right? And fear of /OH. Oh, this one, big one also, fear of death /OH. You know how does fear of death or fear of OH, you know how it feels or look like in the real world? Especially for the guys or even like some of the seasoned advisors, right? How many of you here, right? You feel that you are in this industry for X number of months, X number of years, but yet you are not where you want to be. And you feel like you're lagging behind. Anyone? Have, right? Fear of OH. Age plays a time in this. Because it's time, right? If you don't, think especially for the guys, because they are more, you know, women usually have a biological clock, right? Man has a financial clock, usually, right? So what tends to happen is this. By X age, if I don't have ABC, this means I'm a failure. This means I'm not good enough. Make sense? Right? But why are you exactly fearing? Fear of judgment is one. Afraid other people see, hey, you know, Jerry, you only like earn 1K a month. You work here 5 years already. Oh, okay, no, you know, kalian, all the best. Right? Fear of judgment is one. The other one is like, shit, I don't feel I'm good enough. Like other people are join later than me, still do better than me. Anyone, Vinci, in your agency? Right? You ask yourself, like, wait, tomorrow, this person younger some more. Right? So it's comparison. What you're afraid of is old age. Right? Because as you get older, the bigger your fears. Make sense? Right? So that's another way of like looking at fears, right? Identifying what's the fear. Now another way of identifying it is just asking yourself, like, list down all the things of what if and what's the consequences with this solution. This is what I do. I was telling Kelly, right? Every time you make a huge investment or make a decision to change certain parts of the business, right? You have to write down, like, okay, this is something they want to do. I give you one clear-cut example that happened to me recently. And this is not something that I'm very, very proud of, but I'd love to share it because I hope you guys can learn from it. So, for AS and this business to grow, right, I cannot be the only one doing sales. Make sense? So that's the problem. Because if I want to grow more, if I want to build better trainings and products and community for you guys, I need to free up my time too, right? So I need someone else to do the sales. So the problem is that I do not have enough time. One of the best solutions, with so many solutions, one of the solutions is this. Hire salespeople. Right? Make sense, ma? Right, hire salespeople. So I run through a framework, guys. Hire salespeople. Okay? Problem, not enough time. Choose solution, hire salespeople, right? Choose to solve, right? Then find a solution. Okay? Identify the plus and minus. So what's the plus of hiring a salesperson? Clear up time, right? Then in fact, logically speaking, especially for agency leader, by right, like, you earn more money, right? Because like, you free up time, you have to build the stuff. I mean, some agency leader will disagree with me, because they're like, hey, my team not production, right? So that's a whole different thing. But, so that's logically, what's the downside of hiring a salesperson or hiring 2 to 3 salespeople? Cost, training, right? What if what? What would usually happens if you hire someone and they try doing your sales? Might not perform, exactly. They might not perform, you need to spend more time, right? Then what if they leave 3 months later, whatever, right? Then you retrain everything. And that actually is cost more time too, and it's more expensive. And I know this so clearly. I think Kelly hear this so much, she got fed up with me. Right? Because I was like, hey, what if they come in and then like they don't perform? Right? Because in business course, right, you calculate a business course. For every person to hop on call with me or with us, right, it's $300. $350, sometimes up to $500, depending on the ad cost or whatever it is, plus minus. So if they were close, it's $300 to $400 gone. If this person show up, but they never show up the next appointment, gone. So it's actually expensive, right? So I was so scared. That was one. And I was thinking to myself, what if they come in, steal everything, and then they go and set up their own training program, right? That's another fear, right? What if blah, 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 blah. Now, this plagued me so much, right? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not proud to say this. But it plagued me so much, right? That I delayed this decision. I delayed this decision. Let me guess for how long? Sorry?
A year?
Good. What else? Any other guesses? Sorry? 2 years? Any other answers? Is it just like that? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I think it's 2.5 years. I put this decision off for 2.5 years, guys. And I keep telling myself, if I want to win the sales, cannot go wrong, man. Right? Cannot go wrong, man. I know this is the best. Right? And it was just so much fear. Until, of course, recently, you saw, we're hiring. Yeah, one day I just screw it. One day I just wake up, I just say, hey, this, I had enough. Right? Yeah. Because it's like, what I would rather do, generally speaking, in the business is that I would rather do this. I can do this every day. Work on the product, do like 5 CPR calls a day or something like that, right? As opposed to doing like sales calls. You know, because this is what I really, really enjoy. And I really want to like have more time with you guys and everything else, right? So that was literally the fear. What was the fear? I had a fear of poverty. Realize, I fear I lose money when I come in. Second, I have a secondary fear of criticism. And this is not a judgment for other people outside, but a criticism of myself. I bring people in, supposedly I'm good, right? Supposedly you can train, right? You got SOP and everything else, right? But if they don't perform, it's on me. I feel like I'm lousy if they don't perform, you see? So these are all the things that, guys, 2.5 years. 2.5 years, I think easily I make another couple more million or something like that, right? Or like able to have way more bigger trainings. Maybe this room could be 150 people today. More lives impacted or whatever, right? But no, I decided to be a pussy, right? Like, inshallah, right? You know, it's just like, you know, take flight off. So what happened, right, was that I tried to analyze all these things. You know what happened? I keep avoiding. I avoided for 2.5 years. So I just want to share this with you guys that it's very important to define the fears and make actions, okay? So once you define the fear, then step seven is the last one. Right, so step seven, okay, then defeat with logic. Oh, this one is the most powerful one, defeat with logic. Fear is a state of mind, right? It's like an emotion. Problem is this, and I want you guys to write this down. We must follow the facts, not the emotions. Follow the facts, not the emotions. So we must always sit down and ask ourselves, okay, logically speaking, if that's why you can only do that after you breathe, right? And then ask yourself what is the solution, what's the plus, minus, and everything else. Then you can decide for yourself whether and how you can move forward, in short. Make sense? Defeat logic. So remember just now, you all hear what Zizong said in the clawback one? Zizong was like, I do this also. If not, then I find a 50k loss. I can do this both. Then he tried to logic out, right? Like, I do this, whatever. Right? So example of this logic, right? It's very simple. Who here made career switch? Raise your hands. Okay, all my made career switches. What's the problem in your old job? Come, shout, just shout. What's the problem? You look through this framework. Because you guys have actually used this framework before, just unconsciously. So, what's the problem in the previous job? Say again? Management. Eh? Oh, is it management? Management sucks. Is it? Okay, cool. What else? Management sucks. Okay, good. What else? Don't see the future. Good. Hearing? No progression. Right, what else? I'm waiting for that person to say this answer. Come. What else? What's the problem in the previous job? Autonomy. Okay, good. Stacy? Feel like in a rat race. Right? So basically money and all the thousand one things, right? No freedom, whatever, like, all the things over there, right? So you all identify that's a problem, right? What are the solutions before? FA is one of the solutions. What are the other solutions you guys have considered? Side?
No.
Mel says, do you say sign on?
Air Force.
Air Force. What's the slogan? Above all. You see? How late? Above all. Okay, yeah, above all, right? Okay, cool. So sign on. What else? Jason? Who here thought of real estate? I see. No? Real estate. Okay, cool. In another life, we have been with you guys. Right? Propnex, millionaire. Right? Ong Property Brothers, something like that, right? That's probably it. Okay? What other options? E-commerce, anyone? No, Yvonne, how about you? What other solutions you're considering before you left? Anyway, Yvonne is like a teacher was a teacher for like 10 years. MOE, which is amazing. So, yeah, so what are the options you were considering or thinking of? Full-time tutor. You see, got other solutions, right? You'll start relying on other solutions, huh? Okay? Then. You'll choose to solve it, right? You'll like decide, I'm sick and tired of doing this right now. You know, I'll find solutions. Okay? Then you'll identify the solutions, right? So, my question to like all the mid-career switchers, what made you all decide that this is the career to jump into? Stacy, must ask Stacy. Flexibility. But then, go all this. You consider? Have. Okay, so you consider that. Well, how about Leonard?
Don't know if the manager say it's a good job.
Sell the dream, right? Yeah. You see this one, another one. What else? What made you decide? What else made you decide?
Money.
Who said money? Money. Good. But money can do Promax, ma?
Slower.
Okay. You see? So you guys start identifying the pros and cons, right? This one, how ah? Right, maybe you go to your manager, what if I run out of warm market? What if I know this, confirm got this question one, right? What if I cannot sustain, right? What if I become pushy, yada, yada, yada. So you see, identify. What was the fear? What was the fear before you made the decision? You all go through the agency culture, you all talk to the manager, everybody sit down with you, talk nice and really. What was the fear? JC? What were you scared of? Still don't know, yeah?
Prepare yourself, but
okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, so she's afraid of the uncertainty, right? What if you come in and then you don't earn X amount? I think Stacey was taking back quite a bit last time. This is very decent. I think actually most of you, when you all came in, right, you all actually earning very decent money. Sometimes I ask myself, like, oh, if I were you at your age, do I make the decision? Like? I mean, the answer is yes, but like, I'll just say, right? You know, yeah, so what else? I don't know. Who else speak Chris? Say?
Is there any complementary skills?
Any complementary skills, okay, great. Good. Ben? What's some of the fears before you jump into FA?
Leads, prospecting.
Leads, prospecting, right? Now you see,
Stigma.
So you see, leads, prospecting goes back to what? Fear of poverty, right? Because no leads, no money, you lose the income, correct? Stigma, criticism. You're afraid of judgment, you see? So these are the fears. My question to everybody here, for the big career switches at the very least, I mean, it applies to those who even fresh grad or whatever, right? My question is, then what made you decide? Like, you don't have any fear, right? But why didn't the fear stop you? Yeah, why didn't the fear stop you guys? What do y'all do?
Rationalize.
Sorry?
Rationalize.
What do you do with Astrid? Astrid also made a career switch. Oh, Astrid earned a lot of money, by the way. Before she made a career switch, she earned a lot of money. You don't see her laugh. I tell you, her bank laughing at you. Okay. Yeah. So actually, what made you? What do you do? What kind of logic or whatever do you do to overcome the fear?
I guess is you overcome the fear, you know that you have untapped potential.
Okay. So if you overcome the fear, you have untapped potential. Okay. Cool.
So that potential is bigger than all your fears.
Okay. So then what she basically did is she looked at how much potential income she can earn. Then she look at her current track. Then she's like, worth the risk, lah, right? To go there. Make sense? That's one of the ways to think, right? Any other? Go on the street. Anyone else? I mean, career switches. What else do you all use to rationalize? I tell you one thing, confirm do with money. Either the money you're going to earn or the money you have now. And how long it can last. Make sense? Because you tell yourself, hey, actually, look at my money. What's the worst thing that happen? If I give myself 12 months, cannot be, can't earn money, agree or not? Cannot be, the chances is low, then you start rationalize. Do I have 12 months or not? Have. Okay, lah, cool, lah. I think it should be okay. Right? Or maybe your AL or your leader try to rationalize for you. Right? Hey, look at your warm market, Stacey. You know? Yeah, you see, you got 300 people, what are the chances? You can't even close 20K from there. Low, right? I see Stacey rolling her face, rolling her eyes really, so. I don't know, lah. Okay? That makes sense? Right? So you rationalize the fear, all right? Do you feel logic? Cool? Right? Same thing if you guys do with the investment with us also. Make sense? How many of you are thinking, wow, hey, this amount of money, you think of your money that you have right now, right? Then you think of your future cash flow. Then it's like kind of like okay or not. Right? You try to rationalize it. Make sense? Okay? So that's literally kind of like the framework, right? Of that I went through for everybody. Like, if you're not being curious, it's the same thing. Right? When you join corporate job as a fresh grad, 3-4K a month versus doing this. We're also weighing on your options. Right? So to summarize this entire thing, right? I'm not gonna, you guys don't need to do the exercise, but take this entire formula. Every time you feel fearful, then you hear my voice. Then you use the fearological framework. Okay, I don't even know it exists, I just came up with names. Okay. So like use this to overcome that. Again, because if you guys can overcome fear over and over again with logic and a mental model to go through things, you can life cannot defeat you. Not do I say you need to defeat life, it sounds wrong, but right. Yeah, you know I mean? But you have to win in life, correct or not? You know, life defeat you. Every day, every week will face fear. Cool? Make sense? All good? Yes? Helpful for this one? Right? Framework. Right? This one, I don't know where I got it from. I learned myself one. I took days to go and like think about it. Right? Okay, so to impart frameworks with you guys as well. Right? You know why framework's important? You know why framework's important? If it's not important, right, then you all have to rely on Ben. But Ben one day might not be here anymore. Cannot rely on me all the time. Correct? Cannot rely on the human. Rely on mental models and frameworks. Cool? Okay? So, everybody will be fearless. Not fearless. Everybody have courage to move on after this. Okay? Cool?
Thank you so much for listening.
I hope this episode was useful to you, and here's two other ways that can help you grow your advisory business for free. Number one, go to Instagram and search Ben to the Right. And number two, go to YouTube and search Ben to the Right. And remember to leave a 5-star review on this podcast so that we can gain more access to more people and redirect those lessons back over here to you.